Gost ovo radija.
Today we have a special guest here with us. I'm talking in English because we have a guest from Hungary. It's Daniel from X Radio from Hungary, and they came here to film a short movie about our radio station, but we also want to introduce you to our listeners, so you can of course first introduce yourself and also your radio.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us. I'm Daniel Kemény, and I work for Radio X, which is a community radio in Hungary. We started to broadcast at 2020, during this quarantine period because of the COVID. And Radio X is dedicated for involve the younger generation to get some extra voices for them, so talk about the topic which is important for them, and to enhance this not really represented, not really mainstream voices through the media. So actually this is what community radio is, and we identify ourselves as a community radio, real community radio. We work with volunteers, about 100 of them, and we are really proud of it.
Your workers and your volunteers, they are mostly young people or also older?
Yeah, as you said, so they are university students, or they are about 20, 25 years old guys, and they are creating really diverse radio programs. For example, they are doing psychological podcasts, music shows, also drum and bass programs, so really crazy things. And I think community radio is a really great field to test new things, because we are absolutely independent from anybody, and we have opportunity to try new ways to explore new formulas and genres of creating radio, so it's nice.
Yeah, a big part of your radio is also music, like with the same situation here. So tell us more about music that you play and those music shows that you have on your radio.
I think it's really diverse as well. Because of the editor, so we use a kind of community editing. Anybody can bring their own music. In the daily selection, we broadcast some indie rock music, and not just from Hungary, but from all around the world, let's say. And in the night hours, where there are some edited programs, after the school and after the work, we broadcast them in live. There are so many electronic music genres, but there are so many acoustic styles, and sometimes they are really peripheral genres, so as I mentioned, drum and bass, but sometimes jazz, hip-hop, rhythm, I don't know, so there are so many genres, I cannot count them, and there are some genres that I never heard before, so so sometimes it's hard, but we really enjoy this chance to diversity and make really colorful programs to our listeners.
Yes. Do you also include local musicians and local bands in your program? Yeah.
We always try, and I think it's a really important role of the community radio to involve the younger generations who are trying to build new ways to creating something. So for example, there are so many younger emerging artists, but they are really outside of the mainstream and popular medias, and they didn't have any chance to get an interview, for example. But community radio is the place where they can introduce yourself a little bit, show what they are actually doing, let's say a younger band or something, or DJ, or somebody just came to the studio and they have chance to introduce themselves. in an absolutely independent way. So we can create a one-hour program with them, and maybe it's interesting to somebody, so why not?
Yeah, you also do something similar. I mean, you also talk about with other people from other radios about this topic. So you can tell us now a little bit more about this video or film that you are making.
Yeah, actually in Oradio we shoot the first section of it. But this is a project founded by the Balkan Investigative Journalism Network, the BIRN. And we get found to shoot some documentary movies about the possibilities of the involvements of the subcultures, the involvements of the younger generations in the media. So we try to figuring out the ways that how they can access to the media. And I think Oradio is a really great place for that. I was always really curious about your work. I follow your programs for years, I think, because I used to work for another community radio for Hungary, Civil Radio as well, and we had a common radio show, the Danube Streamwaves project.
So I heard
so many great stories about you guys, but I was really curious about your work in person. So I think it's a really great that we could take a trip here and and visit you. Yeah. And about the project, because that was your question. We will shoot two more sections for that film in Serbia with Radio Aparat in Belgrade and with Podcast.rs. It's a community podcast studio, let's say. It was founded by a friend of mine, Vladimir Radinovich. And we will shoot an interview with him as well. And after that, there will be two more episodes from that film. We will try to do the same in Romania in January and in Albania in February. So I'm really looking forward to do it.
Yeah, one question just for my information for myself. Where we can watch this movie?
Maybe your YouTube. And maybe we will publish it to the Radio Axis site. We try to upload everywhere. If it's accepted, but we will send it to you.
Okay.
Definitely.
Thank you very much. So that's it. Thank you for recording us, for paying attention to our work, and also we are very glad to hear that we have similar colleagues somewhere around Europe that are doing similar stuff.
Yeah, it's really interesting, and thank you so much for our side to having us, and continue this really great work what you do.
We'll try.
Best of luck for that.